Hello and welcome to Storytime for Children with Arj Tiruchelvam. That's me. Remember, you can request a story to be read. Just contact us on the email address at the end of the show. Tonight's story is Nighty Night by Colin McNaughton. No, 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 said Little Saurus. Yes, said Daddy Saurus. It's time for bed. I want a story, said Little Saurus, and he put his pajamas on. So Daddy Saurus told him a funny story. Ha ha ha, hee hee hee, laughed Little Saurus, and he jumped up and down on the bed. Daddy Saurus, said Mummy Saurus, you're supposed to be calming him down. Nighty-night, Little Saurus, said Daddy Saurus. I'm not tired, said Little Saurus. What if I sing you a lullaby, said Mummy Saurus. Said Little Saurus, that might work. But it didn't. I've got a tummy ache, said Little Saurus. So Mummy Saurus rubbed it better and said, now try to go to sleep. But my bed's all itchy, said Little Saurus. Go to sleep, said Daddy Saurus. But I...
Sleep,
said Mummy and Daddy Saurus. But I can't help it if I'm not tired, and I don't want to go to sleep because it's not dark outside, and anyway... I want a glass of milk, and there's a shadow on the wall, and I want another story, and I've got an itch, and anyway, my friend Whippersnappersaurus says he can stay up all night if he wants to. Anyway, why can't I stay up as long as Big Sister Saurus, and I'm too hot, and my tummy hurts again, and nobody loves me, and I hate school, and anyway... When Nanosaurus babysits me, she reads me hundreds and millions of books and tells me funny stories and tickles me, and I love her, and I'm hungry, and I think there's something under the bed, and I've got a wobbly tooth, and... Can I get up?
No,
said Mummy and Daddy Saurus. Not fair. Mummy and Daddy Saurus looked very cross. Oops, said Little Saurus. I think I'll go to sleep now. But that's not the end of it, because Little Saurus waited until Mummy and Daddy Saurus were snoring, and then he snuggled in between them. And guess what? He went straight to sleep. Nighty night. And that was Nighty Night by Colin McNaughton. Thank you very much for listening this week. Remember, if you have a request, make sure to email us at storytimewitharj@gmail.com. A big thank you this week to Louise, Mike, and Summer for making all of this possible. They've been providing us with lots and lots of books. Until next time, bye-bye.